Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Congratulations to the Eagles on their big Super Bowl victory yesterday over my Patriots. Good game.
Yeah, it was.
Great to watch it.
Super fun.
Yep. Well, I wouldn't call it super fun, but I can see why you would.
It was pretty fun. Mm. And it was a good, close game.
It was a great game.
They were in it. It went down to the final seconds. You can't ask for more.
No, it was
as a fan.
Well, right up until the very end there, when it was just like my heart broke into pieces.
Oh, well, that's, you know.
I fell out on the floor.
But then the Eagles fans. So what I had asked, remember that face I made a minute ago?
Yes.
What I thought of was, do you remember before the Super Bowl, a bunch of people put $1 million bets on the Eagles? And it was the first time I thought about it. Somebody hit big yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sure a few people did. I would have bet that Belichick would have a hoodie on. Nope. He had that weird cutoff sweatshirt on. His girlfriend did wear the bejeweled jacket, though. I saw that. Did you see that? She was out there?
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
no.
She looked great.
That's too bad.
The over-under on Giselle, I think you lost that bet because everyone would have said more than five times or whatever. I think I kind of saw her one time, and then I just didn't see her after that.
You know, we had friends over, and it definitely took away from the watching time. And it's not that I didn't have fun. I did. But I didn't see Giselle. I didn't see a bunch of stuff that went down. And I missed a bunch of the ads, too.
Right.
So, unfortunately, when you bring up the ads, there's only one that stands out really big in my head.
That'll be interesting.
But I probably missed 45% of them. Mm. So I'll be curious to hear.
Well, I'll do a whole breakdown of all the ones and in just a second. First, this, though. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. All this week, because Valentine's Day is right around the corner, we are going to have Whole Foods gift cards to give away.
Oh, sweet.
This Valentine's Day, make your sweetheart a dinner to remember. Shop Whole Foods Market for the highest quality steaks and seafood like delicious scallops and king crab legs.
Yummy.
And remember to grab the champagne and chocolate dipped strawberries for later. This Valentine's Day, you find everything you need at Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com. And all this week, we are going to have these gift cards, and we will give one to caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. $100 Whole Foods Market gift card. Happy Valentine's Day from Alice at Whole Foods Market. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing. All right, it's time for Celebrity Trash, and we're going to start with the Super Bowl ads. My overall feeling about the Super Bowl ads were that I love the Winter Olympics. That is the feeling I got. I loved the profiles that they did as they were, you know, I can't remember what their tagline was, but, you know, these are the very best of the USA or something. But they did these little profiles on people, a lot of, like, home video from when they were little kids and growing. And then there was one where the girl, and I think it wound up being a Toyota ad, but the girl was born with no legs and they hold up the baby with legs.
Is that a Paralympics?
It was, but it was a Toyota ad in
right.
the end, so it wasn't one of the ones for, maybe that, not for this
that
year.
That was a tearjerk. I saw that one.
Then they show her chances of winning a gold and she just keeps at it until she's, you know, now she's got a 1 in 10 chance. From 1 in 5 million. But it was...
They heard a few... highlighted a few girls from the Olympics.
Right.
That I thought was powerful as well.
Really, really good. Yeah. I love seeing those stories. That's one of my favorite things about the Olympics is the little pieces that they do. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they call them. A little package that they put together for each.
They're inspiring.
Right. Although I hate when they do they run the whole package and they'll have a 20-minute piece on some person who winds up in like 7th place. I'm like, oh my God.
Quick aside to that,
yes.
Our boy Johnny Mosley is already over there with the NBC crew.
And must have been on 7 Toyota ads during the Super Bowl.
Oh, he was?
I didn't see that many. I just...
Every break, it felt like there he was, driving up to Squaw, showing the old shots of them putting it together.
Oh, those were local, though.
Oh, they must have been.
They were local.
Right. Oh, okay. So maybe you wouldn't have even seen them? Like if they bought, or you watched the Santa Cruz stations?
Yeah, I don't think I saw those.
I only saw, I think I saw maybe one or two.
Oh, I saw.
But yeah, you're probably right.
Five, but six, seven of them?
What I was going to add is that you can follow him on Instagram. He is posting from South Korea right now. He's showing the runs and all the things that he's doing there.
Right.
It's pretty neat because you're watching the ads on NBC like over and over and over, but they're there. They're getting ready.
Good job, Rich.
It's the next big thing.
Right.
So it's pretty neat.
I was texting with him over the weekend, and we're going to be talking to him a few times.
Cool. Oh, good.
From there. So I'll have to get the time change straight so we can figure out when.
Oh God, this is great. We're gonna get to figure out what time it is in Asia.
We don't have to do that now. Later.
We can do it right now.
I want to
email midnight
17
right now.
Hours. Oh, sweet.
Midnight.
I love hearing all that stuff. You know, athletes are so regimented in everything they do, and to get over there, they've got to find where they sleep, get their body clock switched over to the clock, get the food that they're used to eating.
Yeah.
Which may not be as easy as, I don't know how that works. Mm-hmm. That'd be another thing. Can you get what you want there?
How early do you think most Olympians get to where, like,
cause as early as possible,
I would think
probably.
The time change would be one of the biggest things.
Yeah.
That your body clock is so off. You probably spend a week just getting used to the new schedule.
Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, they're so religious about the.
Mm-hmm.
I know guys who, whether it's surfing or whatever, whatever. I have to have spaghetti before the night before I compete. Have to.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't get that, I can't. It's not.
It's
so funny. Like, all right.
Well, let's get you some spaghetti.
Spaghetti's easy. It's the other stuff, I imagine.
Spaghetti.
What are those other fad diets? Paleo?
Oh, yeah. But they want carbs. I mean, they need to have something to burn.
I don't know.
So, the commercials, $5 million for 30 seconds. Lots of emotional and political stuff. Here's a few of the standouts. First of all, there were Tide commercials all through the whole thing, and it's the guy, Chief Hopper. I can't remember his name
from Stranger Things.
Yeah. His name's David Harbour. Jim Hopper from Stranger Things. The first one that they showed, it starts out as like a commercial for a car company, and then it switches to all these different, like a beer ad and a perfume ad. It just keeps on going. It turns out it's a Tide ad. Mm-hmm. And it was, I thought it was really clever, and they popped it in through the whole Super Bowl. Like, they have Idris Elba? Is that the guy who does the Old Spice commercials?
No.
There's
a couple different guys. Musafa, was that one? And Terry Crews is one?
Oh, maybe. I don't know who
the
Idris has
one.
Never done the
I didn't,
Old Spice.
I wasn't watching the beginning because I thought it was just like I sort of glanced up and I saw that it was, you know, what I thought was an Old Spice commercial. Mm-hmm. But then materializing in his hand is a thing of Tide. And here comes David Harvey. Yep, it's a Tide commercial.
Oh, yeah. There's the guy. That is the Tide guy. I don't know his name. But if you said it's Mustafa.
Uh-huh. That was one of the... They've changed over.
I feel like that wasn't the guy Terry Crews, though. So it was cute. It's a Tide ad. And at the end of his first one, he says, so, you know, because everyone's going to be in clean shirts. And he's like, you could thank Tide for that. So I guess every Super Bowl commercial is a Tide commercial. And then, as it turned out, many of them were.
All right.
Several times. And there was like a Mr. Clean commercial, an Old Spice ad, a drug ad. They were just spoofs.
Yeah. Oh, cute.
It's another Tide ad. I guess, is this a counter program for the Tide Pod Challenge? That seems like it's already a week over. Another clever, I thought that the Crocodile Dundee thing got me. Oh. I thought for sure that
was got me too.
Yeah.
I was like, so this is real.
I know. Right up until the very end, when all of a sudden they started saying tons of great restaurants, I'm like, oh no, this really is a tourism commercial. Danny McBride and Chris Hemsworth. It was just a commercial for Australian tourism. It did have a cameo from Paul Hogan.
Yes. Oh, it did? I didn't even
notice
that.
He just super brief where he goes, Not quite as good as the real Crocodile Dundee.
Was there a story this morning? There's a petition out.
There is a petition. A lot of people were disappointed to learn that it was not a film because it did look pretty funny. Everyone's saying I'm 100% on board for that. Crocodile Dundee's son. So you can find it if you want to sign it. That's where they flashed to Paul Hogan.
Do you see how good he is?
So good, Vinny.
He just made the whole ad just with that one. I didn't even make a whole word.
They should 100% do a movie. But I think that would be great. So anyway, that happened. Jeep did a Jeff Goldblum Jurassic Park reenactment. That was fine. Where he test drives it in his mind. Did anybody see the Danny DeVito as an M&M?
Oh, I did. That was super cute.
Oh, you like that?
I hadn't seen it online.
Do you want to eat me? You want to eat me?
But it actually really scared me when the bus hit him. Oh, he went flying.
He went, yeah. That I didn't. It's like, wow, that's a rough one.
Yeah.
Got to explain to your kids about eating M&Ms and getting hit by buses. The Michelob Ultra, Chris Pratt. That was pretty funny.
The Michelob Ultra had Kelly Slater, pro surfer, in it. And also one of the great marathoners. I happen to know that because the missus is a runner and was like, that's Shalane McGillicuddy. And I was okay.
That's not the name.
It's Shalane McGee.
I like McGillicuddy better.
I don't know, but it was too fast. Like I'd been hearing for a week that Kelly Slater was in this big.
Oh, I didn't even notice him.
Because it went by like that. He was on a surfboard paddling during the Ultra ad.
Oh.
It went by in a blink.
All I saw was Chris Pratt.
Right. Mm.
So those were cute. Chris Pratt's funny. I do find him charming. And he's like, you know, practicing in front of the mirror for his big Michelob Ultra ad. And then it turns out he's an extra.
They, along the lines of Crocodile Dundee, I did a little bit more research on it. They actually have another extended trailer which features all the Australian actors. Hugh Jackman is the Prime Minister, Russell Crowe.
Yeah, we've seen that one.
Oh, you did?
We saw it when we watched the trailer.
And Isla Fisher, Margot Robbie, Liam Hemsworth, they're all in it.
That is fantastic. They should do it. 100%.
I know, put all the Australians
in. Yeah. Aussies. A lot of people liked that Amazon Alexa ad. That did well.
I thought it was cute.
It was cute. I loved when, what's her name, Rebel Wilson? Is that her name? She's in the bathtub a la Margot Robbie, and she's doing the voice. And
Cardi B was good. I liked Anthony Hopkins?
That was a quick one. It was Anthony Hopkins as Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah. Cute.
Yeah, it was cute. Gordon Ramsay. The guy's like, hey, Alexa, give me a recipe for grilled cheese. And it's Gordon Ramsay going, are you kidding me? It's in the name. You idiot, the whole recipe. there was what did everyone think? We watched this last week, but did everyone like the Peter Dinklage, Morgan Freeman, Fire and Ice?
Fine. You still haven't mentioned the one I liked, though, so I'm surprised. Very surprised, actually.
The Rocket Mortgage with Keegan-Michael Key.
I thought that was cute.
I thought that was cute too. He was like, you know, they're telling you complicated things, then he would pop in and just say, she's going to cut your hair short and then long.
It's a gray dot.
Yeah, it's just a gray dot. That was cute. The Game of Thrones Bud Light Dilly Dilly ad campaign that was sort of a Game of Thrones, not as the, you know, the blue Bud Light night comes in and.
Yeah.
I was at a game night on Friday night, and it was a bunch of moms.
Game night?
Yeah, just a bunch of my friends throw a game night like once every 3 years.
What kind of games?
We played Cards Against Humanity, and then we played a kind of a different take on charades where it becomes like speed charades. It was fun.
Oh.
It was mostly dinner and eating, and a bunch of moms sitting down, but one of the women said,
you guys take Quaaludes or Bomb Rips?
No. It's pretty tame.
So you do like
ecstasy.
No, just everyone is, you know,
high as a kite.
No, they're just competitive.
That's happening now. You know, that's
what? People everywhere. Take Quaaludes before they do game night.
No, the high as a kite thing.
Oh well. Anyway, the point of my story is you're talking about Game of Thrones. One of the women was saying in her daughter's like fourth grade class, one of the kids' names is Ramsay Bolton.
Oh, funny. So their last name is Bolton, and they named him Ramsay?
Well, yeah, before the show.
Oh, even before the show?
Yeah.
How old was the kid?
Oh, God, I don't know, like maybe 8 or 9.
Jeez.
Can you imagine?
I'm trying to think if the book would have been out with Ramsey Bolton's
name.
Well,
not everyone read the book. But the point is, that's the worst name.
Well, he is just a horrible person. I guess Joffrey Baratheon would be.
Not as bad. Ramsey Bolton is way worse than Joffrey.
They're both pretty sinister.
They're both pretty bad.
No.
Well, anyway, there was a Game of Thrones Bud Knight ad, which was... people were not happy with the Dodge Ram commercial Built to Serve with the Martin Luther
MLK,
King.
Yeah.
I didn't see
behind it.
It.
I really felt like it was really going to use Martin Luther King to sell trucks, huh? Mm.
And his people are saying what? That they didn't have permission, right?
Oh, I have no idea.
There was something
in the
news.
I'm sure they must have been able... Oh, here it is. Buy a ram.
It's an odd...
You know what, though? That's an incredible speech. It's not something I'd
sure.
heard before. And
no,
you?
No.
So, I mean, at least from there, that was nice to hear.
You know, it didn't have... It would be nice if they had shown, like, nice things that... I mean, like, if they had figured out a way to, I don't know, somehow relate it. Because there were effective commercials that showed the good work that companies did. The Stella Artois with the water.org, that was a Matt Damon one. And then there was the Budweiser. The guy gets the call in the middle of the night, goes to the brewery, and they start producing water instead
right.
of beer, which they actually did. And I thought those were nice.
You still haven't mentioned the one.
Let's see. The... I bet that's... Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
The trailer for Solo, a Star
yes.
Wars story.
No, but I liked the Han Solo trailer. What's funny is I got to see, I went and checked some of my nerd friends who uh-huh. love Star Wars so much.
Yes.
And the skepticism among them and the sheer fright that it's not going to live up to their expectations.
Well, it's not the guy who played Han Solo. Who is a very particular sort of person.
Right.
They're gonna it's a stretch to do a solo standalone piece.
So I'm curious.
I think it was Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian, though. Was that the last little chunk
yep.
I saw?
I tried to find every once in a while some website will break down, you know, what we learned from the trailer, five things to figure out. Nobody wrote an article about the trailer.
Oh.
Which worries me too.
And they're actually saying it was probably the only commercial during the game that wasn't online weeks before the broadcast. So that was a surprise, especially, they're saying all the news about the movie over the past year has been how it might be a train wreck. So, and I guess there's a longer trailer than that. I think they said see the full trailer at whatever, HanSoloTheMovie.com.
No.
Let's see.
I have two guesses for Vinny's favorite.
Okay.
And I've said, from everything you guys have said, I've missed so many of them. But so it's either the, and I know you don't drink, Vinny, but is it the yellowtail wine with the kangaroo?
I didn't even see that
one.
Oh,
darn. Okay, how about Bleep Don't Stink?
Oh, I know what it is.
It's Febreze commercial.
I didn't see that.
That was funny.
Oh, no, no, I know what it is.
That was a funny one.
I didn't see the Febreze either.
It's the Johnny Mosley Toyota ad.
No.
No,
I didn't even see that one.
There were 20 of those.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Tell us.
The Eli Manning,
oh.
David, is it Beck?
Yeah. Odell.
Odell, that was...
That's so funny you say
so
that.
So stupid and so funny.
People are texting in about it.
I'm like, they're not. And then he does it, and then I'm all, he's
it.
Not. And then he does it, and then the guy, the coach is going to go stop him, and he holds him back. Don't do it.
Time of my life.
You know what's funny about that? It was not a commercial.
What was it?
A promo for the NFL.
Right.
Oh.
So it's funny because they actually mentioned this. It's one of the first things they mentioned, but it wasn't a commercial, so I didn't throw it in with the roundup. But yeah, it was very cute.
So stupid. Look at him.
It's cute.
He can't dance at all. Look at him. Just awful. And now there it is.
And here comes the left.
I just thought it was lighthearted and cute and funny. And there you go.
Oh, adorable.
That so, again, I missed probably more than half the ads. As you're saying them, I didn't see most of those.
You know what I never saw any reference to was the Skittles commercial, the one starring David Schwimmer that they showed to one person.
I didn't see it either, and people were texting saying they didn't see it.
I think it might have just been online.
Oh.
Well, I guess that, you know, David, I guess.
Way to get some run for your ad.
I
not
guess,
even pay
and
the,
not even pay to get it on there. Exactly. Right. So there's that. There were commercials. This is terrible news. On Sunday morning, a guy who plays for the Colts, Edwin Jackson, was hit by a car and killed.
Mm-hmm.
This guy.
Drunk driver.
Yeah, was killed early Sunday morning after being hit by a suspected drunk driver along the side of Interstate 70 in Indianapolis. Jackson and another person were stopped. I guess, I think that this guy was getting sick.
Throwing up?
Yes. The driver, they're saying they think it was a ride. It was like an Uber guy. And so he, you know, Edwin Jackson said, pull over. And he got out of the car and was being sick. And that guy, the Uber driver, got, according to this, they think he's an Uber guy. He gets out of the car to help him. Like, are you okay, man? Mm-hmm. And at that point, they were the driver of a Ford F-150 drove onto the emergency shoulder, hit the rear of the car, striking both of them. One of them landed in the center lane of I-70. I know. State Trooper Ty Mays was in the area, reported to the scene after seeing the accident on the side of the road. In the process of slowing down, he hit the body of the victim who was in the center lane. So, tragic. And then everyone saying how sad they are. Let's see. He's only 26 years old.
Oh, God.
I know. Terrible. The Cloverfield Paradox, that is on Netflix now. So I saw that ad and went, oh, that looks great. I'll watch that. And I could have watched it last night. Couldn't have because I had to go to bed.
Right.
Hey, I just got an email from Ron from our digital department.
Yes.
He just posted both teasers to Solo, a Star Wars story, on RadioAlice.com and Facebook.
Great. Easy.
Who's in Cloverfield Paradox? Anybody we know?
Hooman? I tried to look up the cast, but I was having a hard time.
You're not in there, though?
No, I didn't make the cut for this.
Your pink shirt didn't make it?
I'll take another look.
Prince was featured in the halftime show. And coincidentally, there's just another. This is unrelated, but it's a story about him. If you love Prince, there is a huge memorabilia auction that is starting next week online. More than 200 items, including the personal the purple piano that he personally played. That's supposed to haul in more than $50,000, which I think is a low estimate. They say everything's purple, basically.
Well, of
his
course.
Zest for purple flair will be showcased.
That's his thing, man. Yep. You know, our boss went to Minneapolis because there's a big, well, there were a few concerts that we were involved in putting on. Entercom, I guess, was.
Right.
And I said to him, are you going to get to go to Paisley Park? You know, I mean, mm-hmm. And he goes, I already been there. I got to see Prince perform there. And I was like,
of course he did. But I think he was going for the JT.
I think he is going, but I
pre-release party.
But there was, that's what I was sort of, can you imagine being at Paisley Park to see Prince during one of those 5 a.m. shows right. that he used to put on?
Right. Crazy. Would have been
pretty neat.
What an experience. So if you want some Prince stuff, we got a microphone from his Purple Rain tour. Purple pants, purple boots, his Under the Cherry Moon.
He's a tiny
moon.
Dude, too. Mm-hmm. Those pants are probably small.
Handwritten script notebook for Under the Cherry Moon. Those are all expected to go for over $20,000. This is RR Auction in Boston. It starts February 8th, ends February 15th. And I guess it's one of those ones where you just keep checking back and they're going to, you know, it's online. So if you're interested, you can check it out.
Do you think any of us could fit into his pants?
I don't think that if you buy Prince's pants, there's ever a thought that you'd put them on. They're like a collector's item.
You don't
wear...
go to work the next morning in Prince's pants?
I don't believe you do.
Maybe.
Yeah, I would think that.
I don't think any of us could fit into them, though.
No, no.
I don't either.
You could wear them on our head like a hat. Stuff the legs and just have like...
You're telling me a guy buys Prince's pants and he's not wearing them to work the next day?
Right. You don't wear any of that stuff. You don't sing into the microphone. You don't, you know, you keep them. They're like museum pieces. Don't you think? I would never.
I don't know.
Stick
if I buy some pants, I feel like.
I totally would.
Oh, my God.
I get these pants
what
on
if
me.
You ripped them.
Well, that's the problem. I don't think they'd fit. I just. Aren't you following my thread here? I don't think I can get
your thread
get
is
in
confusing in that
them.
If you pay 20 grand for something, it's because you're a collector and you know. That thing, sure they're like wrapped in perfect plastic. Like you don't even see. You can't even see them. You have to look through the plastic to see
them. You just
them.
Have so much money that who cares? And then you want to post them on Instagram or your
I got
Snapchat.
Purple pants on.
Hey, yeah. I looked up the Cloverfield. Do you know who David Oyelowo was?
Yeah. He's from.
He's the
from
Martin Luther. He played
is...
Martin Luther King in the Martin Luther King movie. Did you see that movie?
Oh, that's Chiwetel Ejiofor, I'm thinking of.
Anyway, he's in the new Cloverfield show on Netflix.
I thought you were going to tell us what size Prince's waist is. Let me look this up.
And Elizabeth Debicki. Do you know who that is?
Nope, never heard of Elizabeth Debicki.
All right. Well, she's a pretty famous actress.
All right, that's all I have time for, Vincent.
Not that famous.
What's coming up in the
Hold
news?
On. Let me get... he was 5'3".
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Little.
Huh.
Always wore high-heeled boots.
Size 6 in shoes.
Oh, size 6 shoe?
Teeny.
Vinny's daughter can fit into his
I know.
His clothing.
I can't get his waist size, everyone, but I don't think any of us are going to be able to fit into him.
I think it's
So I guess you shouldn't spend $20,000.
A 27-inch waist? Mm-hmm. Come on. It wasn't even 27.
In 8th grade.
I might have been 27 in 8th grade. But
what's coming up?
Yeah, 27
know.
Is
All
right.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by 23andMe. Starting at 8 o'clock and running all day, every hour, a chance for you to win passes into our live secret show for Valentine's Day. That is a week from Wednesday.
Dang, it's coming up.
Fairmont, San Jose. It's going to be a great time. You have to be over 21 to win these tickets. There will be drinking. Cancel your plans for the rest of the day. We're going to serve you a little light lunch. Tony Caters and the Fairmont have teamed up to do a delicious lunch. It's a beautiful room. It's going to be a ton of fun. Yuzi has all kinds of things planned for it. Oh, yeah. You get to see Hooman playing the role of Phil Donahue.
Thank you so much.
He's great. He runs all around, sticks the mic in people's faces. You do a great job at those live secret shows.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
Me three.
So starting at 8 o'clock, you'll have your first chance to win. 23andMe.com, a genetic service that can tell you what your genes say about your health, traits, and ancestry. You can start to learn about your DNA story at 23andMe.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. Now open to the public. The San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart can help you celebrate Valentine's or the anniversary of your secret marriage.
I wonder what they're referring
to.
Yeah,
this is so strange. That's what a mystery.
No idea.
What's a secret?
Wow, I really got to learn to proofread these. Mm-hmm. Visit sfgcjm.com. That's sfgcjm.com.
A secret marriage, a secret marriage.
Here's what's happening. We'll begin with yesterday and the Super Bowl. The Eagles beat the Patriots, Sarah.
Congratulations
41 to
the 33.
Eagles.
What
the
a great game.
The Philadelphia Eagles finally get a Super Bowl
if only
championship.
Only our defense had shown up, I'm sure we could have done something. But they just couldn't do it. I was like, that guy's running right by you. Somebody grab him.
As you mentioned early this morning, which I hadn't really seen a lot of, partially because I went right to bed after the game.
Yes.
And then got up early this morning and looked at normal news.
Right.
I didn't see that Philly was on fire as they celebrated the big win. So there are pictures, if you look for them, of stuff ablaze, also cars turned over. Here's the picture of the awning. It was actually the Ritz-Carlton that they're on the awning of. One guy makes it. Here's the one guy. See that? And then here's all the people that got on the awning.
Oh, for God's sake. Now, I mean, it's more sturdy than like a cloth awning or something.
Yeah, but look at that.
Boy,
look at
there
how many
are
people
a lot of people
you
on
can't
there.
Even guess. Is that 30 people?
It's thick with people, and it's got to stick. It sticks way out, so it's probably 20 feet long and then, I don't know, 10 feet wide. But it's just what you think. It's a Ritz-Carlton awning. And it. Do you have it where it collapses?
Or I don't have the collapsing of the people.
It's a dumb place to go to stand.
Falling and getting hurt.
You know.
Did it actually collapse?
Yeah, it couldn't support the weight of the 100 people that were up there.
Oh, my God.
Daredevils chanted, bleep that grease, as they climbed the greased poles there on the streets of Philadelphia. People chanting, bleep Tom Brady.
Let's hurt ourselves. We won. Let's wreck our city and hurt ourselves. Woo!
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard for people hearing. If you've never been to the East Coast, you just don't know how much more important sports teams are to the people there and how more expected it is that you're part of these types of things.
And they grow exponentially more important, directly correlated to how many beers you've had.
Yeah. You want to see the thing collapse?
Sure.
Oh, do you have actual video of it? Yeah,
there's
we'll
broken windows and more. So, you know, these people went out and tore up their town. Oh, this is video. Oh, there it is.
How high up do you think
it's only 15 feet at the most. I mean, it's
high. But still, I'm sure people got hurt.
It's high enough that when you figure...
Oh, there it goes.
Roof height.
And
but then it's an awning,
them.
So it's a big, you
know.
Are
they falling on the sidewalk or the street?
No, just onto the sidewalk.
Sidewalk. It's fun. That looks fun.
It's
they all
fun.
Had fun.
My headphones are...
Okay.
Nice.
Non-existent.
Sound great?
Nope.
Do you want to see something just as stupid? Maybe even more stupid?
Oh, no. We lost it.
There's this guy that climbs a street sign and stands at the very top above a huge crowd here. See that guy? He eventually jumps.
Oh,
does
he
die?
Does?
Or just break both his legs?
I don't know if he survives.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what happens when
something
you get
tells
wasted.
Me the people moved, if you know what I mean.
Right here.
Out of the way.
Oh, he landed on the ground.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. It's like at least 20 feet in the air.
Yeah, that was...
Well, he fell like a stone.
He's a star today.
Hooray from his hospital bed.
Ma, I made it. I'm on YouTube. Yeah.
Hooray.
Start of his Jackass career.
Hooray. Good job.
So we mention Michael Martin all the time on the show as he's the guy in charge around here. And he's a huge music fan, music head. He's super into it.
Yep.
Big fan of music and not really a fan of sports. And he just was telling me about the flight home. As he realized he was sitting next to some celebrity, he wasn't sure who. He knew it must be a footballer because he couldn't possibly have named the guy for all the money.
Mm-hmm.
So on the drive home, after not having even exchanged one word with the guy, he starts looking up footballers from the Bay Area. Who could it be? He sat next to Joe Montana the whole way home from Minnesota and didn't know it.
You've got to be kidding me.
Joe Montana?
Oh, my God.
No idea? No, none.
Wow.
He's like, yeah, I had to look it up. And then I coaches? No, no, no. Footballers? No, no. Oh, that's the guy. Oh, Joe Montana.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. That is it's tragic, actually.
I mean, he can name you any musician.
That guy's wife is a fan of our show, too, right? So he could have mentioned that he programs Alice. They would have had something to talk about.
Or he knows Hooman.
Oh, boy. Well, Hooman. I mean, just bring up Hooman's name in any conversation, and you're bound to get someone.
I ran into him the other day.
Montana?
Yeah, he was just down the street having a glass of wine.
You high-five him? Are you on high-fiving terms with Joe Montana?
Him and his wife, yeah, they'll say hi to me. It was
no, high-five, though. Do you high-five him?
We shake hands.
Oh.
But our friend Lori Puccinelli, her daughters were like getting their Catholic confirmation.
I see.
And it was a big party. I wasn't invited to it. Just happened to be walking down the street and there's everybody.
Burn.
I walked in, I go, what party didn't I get invited to?
Oh.
A religious one. That's weird that they didn't invite you. You're so Christly.
I know. It's okay.
Mm. It's too bad.
But I'll,
too
yeah, bad. Joe is friendly. if he knows you. I think he's friendly to everyone,
he's
actually.
He's probably a pretty friendly dude.
Yeah.
Well, I actually said, I bet you Joe had a wonderful flight.
Because he wasn't getting bothered by the person next to him.
The guy next to him didn't say a word to him.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't have even thought to ask him about throwing footballs. Wouldn't have known.
Right.
What about the catch? Was that fun? That time you threw that ball?
Was that a good time? Do you think about that one sometimes? You do? What do you think about? Tell me.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he was like, great.
Yeah,
I don't have to talk
to anybody.
This guy's
not saying a word to me. Super. All right. Well, anyway, so the Pats got their handed to them, and I wonder if you feel like, is Belichick fired?
I doubt it.
Oh. Well, I mean, John didn't have anything to say
about
that.
Oh, did John want him fired?
Yeah.
No, but there's somebody who kept yelling for their head on a platter. This is fun.
You know, the brain trust of your team is all breaking up.
I know.
As two or three of the coaches that are on the team, not Belichick, but the others are.
Right. You got to go get your money.
Right. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vinny.
Kissing someone on the cheek makes you less likely to get sick than shaking their hand.
Oh. I wonder why. Seems like your cheek is where all your germs are.
Because people cough into their hands?
I think,
or they're touching things
everywhere?
Yeah,
your hands are the dirtiest spot. But I also, you know, I should add, kissing someone on the cheek is most likely to get you reported to HR. So you want to keep that in mind and maybe go with the flu.
It's only slightly better than kissing them on the mouth.
John Bon Jovi's first professional recording job was? You don't know.
His first professional recording job?
He sung lead vocals on a song called R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Oh.
It was on a Star Wars Christmas album in 1980.
Wow.
John Bon Jovi.
Is this it?
John Bon Jovi, everyone.
Boy, this is just a reminder of how bad the Star Wars Christmas special was.
that's such
a piece of poo.
That's the worst film I think I've ever seen.
Was it a film? Was this like a TV
special?
Yeah, TV special. It was horrible. I loved it at the time. I mean, I remember watching it, but it was, now you look back on it and you see clips from it, and it's like,
you see Bea Arthur and you're like, why is Bea Arthur in the Star Wars universe? Jefferson Airplane.
Why is Laura Dern in this? I mean, you know, people love the Star Wars universe. They just want to be a part of it. And now...
Oh, no. We're going to go to another
Laura
story. There's a 21-year-old woman near Pittsburgh named Nicole Grimes who got a puppy named Chloe when she was 10 years old but couldn't keep it.
Oh, no. Oh, why?
Her dad worked from home, and Chloe was a little yappy chicken dog that barked a lot.
Oh.
And her parents had to take her back to the Humane Society, and Chloe never saw her puppy again.
How tragic.
Then last week, she saw one of her Facebook friends post something about an elderly neighbor who passed away, and they were looking for someone to adopt the neighbor's dog. It also happened to be named Chloe and kind of looked like the puppy Nicole had as a kid.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Was it the same dog?
It was the same dog. On a whim, she decided to adopt it, and it turned out to be the same dog. Nicole's parents had Chloe microchipped as a puppy, and her mom still had the number.
Oh, my God.
And they matched.
Nicole said she was meant to have that dog.
Chloe immediately cuddled up to her and started licking her face when they were reunited. She thinks Chloe remembered her, too.
Well, maybe she did.
Or she just loves all people
just
with
like,
food.
Just like, oh, thank God someone is here to get me.
Right.
Feels so good. Reunited with my childhood dog.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent us. 925 says, the best was Eli Manning Dirty Dancing ad, time of our lives.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was just so, he's such an oaf. He's like the...
But he totally commits, and he's just, he was in. I mean, it was great.
You've heard me use that term, lappy mofo, though. Like, yeah. Just, he's so lappy, his big feet. He can't, he's got no, and it, when he gets down on his knees, he tries to do a little bit of a body move. You're like, oh my God, dude. Yikes.
Charming,
very
though.
Funny. Yes, very funny. Man. And then the whole...
The lift. Come beautiful.
I love the Diet Mango Coke commercials. The goofy...
Oh, I thought those were terrible.
I didn't like them either.
The girl doing the goofy dance. Like, now it's getting sexy. I'm like, no, this is awful.
John was like, she has really long legs.
Sorry, Clarky, but it's nice to see a team who's never won win one.
No, that's sure. They had a great story. Listen, I lived in Philly for a while. I wasn't heartbroken that they. I wasn't my husband. Let's put it that way.
He was heartbroken.
He was bummed.
Is he gonna? It's gonna take a while to get through this one.
I don't know. I couldn't get out of there fast enough when the game was over. I'm like, okay, I'm going to bed. Bye. I'm sure he was up all night drinking hard liquor and talking to my brother on the phone.
650 says,
licking
of course,
his wounds.
Of course, Joe had a nice flight. Michael didn't say a word next to him on the flight. And Tom Brady lost another one, falling to 5-3. And Joe is 4-0 in Super Bowls, that is. 408 says, I did some work at Joe's house. He was very cool. Is that the Millennium Tower house or?
Yeah, you propping that thing up?
I wonder if he's sold that yet.
I don't know, but I mean, God.
Joe,
the disclosure sheet is long.
Hit the lottery of plane partners with Michael. I'd have been like, I'd had a million questions for that guy, including, so that place that's fallen over, what about it?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that thing? It's awful, huh?
Guy's like, I'm going to sleep. Could we not talk?
Sarah, will your husband be firing Belichick?
No, he loves Bill.
Oh. All right.
I don't think he blames the coaching.
He doesn't blame the coaching?
No, he doesn't like to do that. He likes to blame the individual players and call them out by name and say spew really hateful things at them. It's awful.
Oh.
I'm like, they're on your team. What a mean thing to say. I should be fired.
Well,
that's it. This is the last game.
That one missed kick, I mean, it didn't end up being the points that...
it wouldn't have mattered, but it still
That
hurt.
Was surprising.
That was. Well, that was the whoever was the holder. It went right through his hands.
Well, I think it might have been the hiker, you know, the center.
Yeah, whatever. It was somehow he still managed to kick it. I was like, oh, that's, oh, no.
Hee-haw.
Anyway,
congratulations, Philly. You deserve it. You know what? They wanted to win. They played like they wanted to win the whole time, and I really can't say that about the Pats. I'm going to start with the album charts. We'll find out if Machine Head made the top 10 in album sales last week.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.